Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started.
Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. Today's episode is another short format fire starter, as I call them, aptly titled the Mishmash episode. I have a couple memes for you and a few tidbits from the narrative battlefield and then some personal thoughts on depression and the dark night of the soul, something that I'm observing in the culture, as well as something I have personal experience with. But first, a couple of memes, three memes, actually. I love me some meme warfare, The first is from activist Jamie Mitchell, who says, quote, liberals need to calm down. President Trump is not going to harm gay people, bring back slavery, or strip women of their rights. He's not a Muslim, unquote. Oh, man, I love it. And from Stacey is right. She says, quote, the hashtag rotates. The outrage gets recycled, but it's always the same sanctimonious clowns, the same hysterical tantrums, the same useless street theater, a new flavor of moral superiority every couple of years, same cast of perpetual protesters, same zero results. Fuck ICE is just the latest costume swap for free Palestine and defund the police and hands up, don't shoot. Remember, believe all women and I'm with her. No blood for oil. Remember, I can't breathe and we are the 99%. It's not activism. It's a lazy taxpayer and foundation-funded lifestyle subscription for spoiled narcissists who want the cheap dopamine hit of feeling holier than thou without ever having to build a damn thing, solve a real problem, take responsibility, lead anyone, or produce one measurable win in the real world, unquote. Oh, and here's one for you for the misguided people who can't stop virtue signaling about Israel. It's from the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, recorded at Finks in Jerusalem. Benji says, quote, America is a golden calf and we will suck it dry, chop it up, and sell it off piece by piece until there's nothing left but the world's largest welfare state that we will create and control. This is what we do to countries we hate. We destroy them very slowly, unquote. Oh, what a prince, that Benji. Don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. On two different occasions recently, I found myself in a health food store in Seattle, and I looked around, and guess what I noticed? A sea of liberals. Gasp. No, that's not all. I noticed that all these people look the same. Same clothes from REI, same facial hair, same demeanor and body language, and same grim expression on their faces. Not only did they all look like liberals, but absolutely none of them looked happy or that they were able to quickly smile or laugh. No ease or joy to be found. To be honest, they look like they're clenching and just trying to get through life while you know who is president. Can you imagine this? Projecting hatred onto one man and all of his followers and then pretending that this is not having an impact on you. There's a spiritual principle that is universal, that when you are full of hatred for a person or a group, you are the one who drinks the poison. That's how it works. President Trump is not impacted the way you think he is. Who this hatred is affecting is you, my old liberal friend. Until you see this and withdraw your shadow projection, you're going to keep getting more of this that you resist. My wife even commented that she's part of a group with a lot of liberals, and what they're waiting for is political revenge. Can you imagine? Waiting and waiting and waiting, and we're going to get this man and his followers. Talk about a grim existence. I can't imagine this, and I actually feel terrible for those on the left if this is what you're waiting for. What a lesson for all of us. Seeing all these grim-looking creatures at the grocery store also activated a degree of empathy in me. Seriously, they look depressed, and as a man who has twice dealt with serious depression, I wanted to talk a bit about this and share a resource or two. When I look back at both of my bouts of depression, there were some patterns that I see. In both incidences, I was in a major shift and the familiar was gone. The first time, I was 30 years old and I moved to New York City with my new bride, Lisa. I had left my beloved Pacific Northwest and all of my friends and familiar old places. And I went through a pretty dark phase and I didn't even think I was depressed until my intuitive new bride simply and gently said, honey, I think you might be going through a depression, a loss. And sure enough, she was right. She coached me into getting a therapist and I started to talk my way through it. The second time, I spiraled into depression was moving back to Seattle 10 years later, again with Lisa and my newborn son, Lucas. Again, I left all the familiar social ties and work of New York City, something I'd built up in my practice over 10 years in alternative health, and I came back to Seattle that was a lot different than I remembered it, and I was unable to quickly build up my bodywork practice, which left me broke, scared, living with my in-laws, and drinking too much to try and cope with the stress. There wasn't an escape or a direction that sounded right. I couldn't find a foothold, and I recognized the familiar thoughts and feelings, a sense of hopelessness, no direction. Other than my newborn son, there was a lack of joy in my work. This time, something else was being asked of me, to finally stop drinking. There was no other way I could see to address the issue. The drinking was acting as a serious depressant. Habitual cannabis use can be seen the same way, keeping the user stuck in habitual ways of thinking and being. And if you live in a northern area like I do, the lack of sun in the winter can wreak havoc on your well-being. You're just not getting enough dopamine from sun exposure. It's tough. Can you get yourself to someplace sunnier for a break? What about these light boxes? They're evolving into more and more effective substitutes for the real deal. However, I think the other important pillar along with sun and exercise is get talking to someone. If you're feeling hopeless and the future looks grim with nothing to look forward to, I would recognize this in yourself right now as we're talking and start taking steps to support yourself. I will be forever grateful to the therapists I work with and AA and all the other friends and loved ones who supported me in my dark night of the soul. The funny thing is, dark nights are completely normal. They're part of the soul's journey in this life, and they're damn near impossible to navigate on your own. You need someone like a therapist who is familiar with the psychological terrain. You may think you can't afford the support, but that's not true. There are lots of good therapists who work on sliding scale or may accept your insurance, and there are therapists that work pro bono for churches and such. Not to mention organizations like AA. AA is not really one-on-one support, but you get a chance to talk each meeting, and the others can help you find resources if you ask. Lastly, what is going to elevate your narrative and vibration right now? That is the question to be asking ourselves. It's a good time to assess and see what is working and what is not working. And it's okay to admit, at least to yourself, that hating a person or group of people might just be having a negative impact on you, not them. If you feel stuck with some of the same old thoughts of loathing and revenge, perhaps that is a call to raise your game, both figuratively as well as literally. I can promise you that you letting go of your dysfunctional patterns will positively impact your health and vibrancy, as well as have others take notice, as in, hey, there's something seems different about Bill or Susan. Give it a shot and let me know. Before we sign off, I wanted to point you to a couple of earlier episodes I did on this topic that you might find valuable. The first is with my old friend Benjamin Seaman, a New York City psychotherapist, and we did one in the first season titled Episode 23, The Big D, Men in Depression. And the others is by a mentor of mine, Dr. Bob Baer, also in Season 1, titled Episode 32, The Heart of Addiction. In both, we do a deeper dive into some of these issues and offer more resources. Go check them out. That's all I got this week, Base Campers, and we'll see you around the fire next week. If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Base Camp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Base Camp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Base Camp for Men.